Preliminary results for key races in Southern California. In the November 8 general election, out of about 22 million registered California voters, more than 6.5 million or 29% cast ballots, according to unofficial results from the Secretary of State's office. Here are the updated results as of 5 p.m. November 11, per the Secretary of State's office. The last day the election must be certified is December 16. Los Angeles's latest numbers were updated by the county registrar at 4 p.m. November 11. The next update will be on November 15. California Executive Branch. Governor. Incumbent Democrat Gavin Newsom will likely be re-elected as he currently wins with 57.8% of the vote over Republican challenger Brain Dahl's 42.2%. Lieutenant Governor. Incumbent Eleni Konolakis, a Democrat, continues to lead Republican Angela E. Underwood Jacobs with 58.1% of the vote to Jacobs's 41.9%. Secretary of State. Democrat Shirley Weber is expected to retain her seat with 58.4% of the vote over Republican Rob Bernoski, with 41.6%. State Controller. Democrat Malia Cohen currently prevails with 53.8% of the vote over 46.2% received by Republican challenger Lon Heechin in the race to replace incumbent Betty Yee, a Democrat who reached her term limit for the position. State Treasurer. With 57.4% of the vote, Democrat Fiona Ma, the incumbent, is expected to be re-elected as Jack Guerrero, a Republican, received 42.6% of the vote. Attorney General. Democrat incumbent Rob Bonta is winning the re-election with 57.5% of the vote as challenger Nathan Hochman, a Republican, received 42.5%. Insurance Commissioner. Ricardo Lara, Democrat and incumbent, has a comfortable lead over Republican Robert Howell, with 58.2% of the vote compared to Howell's 41.8%. Superintendent of Public Instruction. In this race to be the head of California's Department of Education, incumbent Tony Thurman continues to lead challenger Lance Christensen, with 62.9% of the vote to Christensen's 37.1%. State Senate. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla is likely to retain his seat with 59.2% of the vote over Republican Mark Moiser, with 40.8% for the partial term vacated by then-Sen. Kamala Harris, which expires January 3, 2023. For the full term, Padilla leads Moiser's 40.7% with 59.3%. Proposition 1, Abortion. The proposition would change the California Constitution to say the state cannot deny or interfere with a person's decision whether to have an abortion and whether to use contraceptives. The measure is winning 65.3% to 34.7%. U.S. Representatives, Orange County, 40th District. Republican Young Kim has 58.6% of the vote compared to Democrat Asif Mahmood with 41.4%. The district includes portions of Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties, including the whole cities of Aliso Viejo, Lake Forest, Mission Viejo, Rancho Santa Margarita, Tustin, and Villa Park, and portions of the cities of Anaheim, Brea, Chino Hills, Corona, Laguna Hills, Laguna Woods, Orange, and Yorba Linda. 45th District. Republican Michelle Steele has 54.5% of the vote against Democrat Jay Chen, who has 45.5% of the vote. The district includes portions of Los Angeles and Orange counties, including the whole cities of Artesia, Buena Park, Cerritos, Cypress, Fountain Valley, Hawaiian Gardens, La Palma, Los Alamitos, Placentia, and Westminster, and portions of the cities of Brea, Fullerton, Garden Grove, Lakewood, and Yorba Linda. 47th District. Democrat Katie Porter has 50.8% of the vote against Republican Scott Baugh, who has 49.2%. The district includes a portion of Orange County, including the whole cities of Costa Mesa, Huntington Beach, Irvine, Newport Beach, and Seal Beach, and portions of Laguna Beach, Laguna Hills, and Laguna Woods. 49th District. Democrat Mike Levin received 51.7% of the vote against Republican Brian Marriott, who has 48.3%. The district includes portions of Orange and San Diego counties, including the whole cities of Carlsbad, Dana Point, Del Mar, Encinitas, Laguna Niguel, Oceanside, San Clemente, San Juan Capistrano, Solana Beach, and Vista, and a portion of Laguna Beach. Los Angeles County. Sheriff. Robert Luna held a stark lead over incumbent Alex Villanueva, with 58.38% of the vote compared with Villanueva's 41.62%. Measure A, Sheriff Removal. The measure was winning 69.44% to 30.56%. It would allow county supervisors to remove an elected Los Angeles County Sheriff. Measure C, Cannabis Tax. The measure was winning 59.67% to 40.33%. It would tax cannabis businesses in unincorporated areas of the county, where cannabis sales are currently prohibited. Therefore, if the measure passes, the County Board of Supervisors would still have to vote to legalize cannabis sales. Los Angeles Mayor. Karen Bass held a slight lead, with 50.38% of the vote over Rick Caruso's 49.62%.